Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Sanhedrin daf kaf ches Sanhedrin 28. In today's daf yomi, the Gemara is discussing which relatives become disqualified from being able to be a judge or a witness to other relatives. We know that in general, a relative is not allowed to testify about a relative or even serve as a judge in that case. And so the Gemara says, what are the limits of that? Who is considered exactly to be a relative to such a degree that they are prohibited? So the Gemara records an incident that happened with Rav. Rav Ikol Amizman. Rav came to a specific place. The Gemara doesn't tell us which place, but he came to this place to purchase parchments. And when he arrived at this place, they asked him the following question: Ma'u sheyayid adam be'eshes chargo? Is a person allowed to testify about the wife of their stepson? Meaning to say, if Reuven marries a woman, and let's say we'll call her Rachel, and Rachel had a child from a previous relationship, and this child's name, let's say, is Shimon, and so therefore Shimon is the stepson of Reuven, and now Shimon marries a woman, and so we want to know, can Reuven come along and testify about that woman? Why would he be testifying about her? The reason why he'd be testifying her is because, let's say, she brought her own property into the marriage, and therefore she's in a dispute about this property with somebody else. This property will be called Nichse Melug, where she owns the property and her husband, who in this case is Shimon, is entitled to the dividends of that property, the fruits of that property. And so now there's a dispute about that property with somebody else. And so can Reuven testify in that dispute? So the Gemara records two versions of how Rav answered, the version of Surah and the version of Pumpadisa. In the version of Surah, Rav says, that a husband is like his wife. And what this means is that a husband is like his wife, that just like Reuven's wife, who is Rachel, just like she is prohibited to testify about her son's wife, because that is a daughter-in-law, so too Reuven, as one who is married to Rachel, therefore he's also prohibited, because a husband is like his wife, and so therefore he will be prohibited to testify about his wife's son's wife. In Pumbedisa, they said it differently. Whereas in Surah, they said a husband is like his wife. In Pumbedisa, they said a woman is like her husband. Isha Kabbalah, that a woman is like her husband. And what this means is that just like he is prohibited, just like Reuven will be prohibited to testify against or about Shimon, who is his stepson, so too he will be prohibited to testify about Shimon's wife, because a woman is like her husband. This is the teaching of Pumbedisa. So Surah says a husband is like his wife, and in Pumbedisa they say a woman is like her husband, and the Rishonim point out that they're not arguing, that they both agree in this case that Reuven would not be able to testify about Shimon's wife. They just formulated it differently. That is how most Rishonim explain the Gemara. So the Rishonim point out, some Rishonim argue, that not only do we say that a woman is like her husband, so too we would say that a husband is like his wife. And we'll get to that in a moment. But first, what is the source for this idea that a wife is like her husband? So the source for this is from Leviticus chapter 18, verse 14, which states, "Ervas achi avicha lo sigala." The wife of your uncle you're not allowed to marry, because dodaslahi, she is considered to be your aunt. And the Gemara says, but she's not your aunt. She is the wife of your uncle. So even after they're divorced or your uncle dies, why are you not allowed to marry her? This teaches us that Isha Kabbalah, that a woman is like her husband, and so therefore, since your uncle is such a close relative, then once that relationship is terminated, she remains your aunt, and you're not allowed to marry your uncle's wife ever. So as we pointed out before, that there are many Rishonim who say that just like a Ishto Kagufo, just like we say a wife is like her husband, so too we have a concept that a husband is like his wife as well. What is the source of this? So the Or HaChaim points out that the source could be from Leviticus chapter 20, verse 9, where it states there that somebody who curses their father or their mother, they are punished severely. And the reason is because the mother and the father are partners in the creation of this child. And so the Or HaChaim asks, asks, well, if that's the case, why, if you just curse one of them, if you just curse Rachmana Litzlan, your father or your mother, if you could imagine such a terrible thing that a person does, then why are you punished? If they did this action together of creating you, so therefore you should only be liable if you curse both of them. You shouldn't be liable for cursing just one of them. And so the Or HaChaim answers, no, that the reason is because the verse states, Aviv v'imo kilel, that he has cursed his father and his mother. And that means is that just like when you curse your father, you're also cursing your mother as well. And so too, if you curse your mother, you're cursing your father as well. And the reason, explains the Or HaChaim, is because the father and the mother are considered to be like guf echad, like one body. As he explains, ishto kegufo, and so too, we say, ba'ala kegufa, that the husband is like the wife. And so therefore, it is one principle, one basis, and so therefore, you're punished even if you just curse one of them. Just curse one of them. If you curse one of them, you're punished as though you cursed both of them. And so too, we see this principle of Bala Kegufa, that the husband is like the wife in other areas as well. So we see, for example, that a person whose father marries a woman who's not his mother, that he is obligated to honor this woman, even though she is not his mother. He's obligated to honor her because we say that you are that Bala Kegufa. And so we say that the husband is like his wife. And so therefore, if you're not honoring her, it is like you're being disrespectful to your father as well. And so therefore, you're in violation of the principle of honoring one's father. So we see the principle of Ishto Kegufo and also Bala Kegufa.